Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13. Hear now these words. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Would you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our scripture today is a really interesting parable, isn't it? See, usually parables are these multi-sided, completely unexplained stories that serve as metaphors of something else. They're meant to point us in a direction, and they ask their hearers just to kind of head that way. But today's parable of the sower, on the other hand, has an explanation. In the first half, we hear the parable itself without any explanation or any emphasis. And the second half gives us a better sense of what is apparently being communicated. There's lots of questions out there about how well we can trust this allegorical explanation to actually be from the mouth of Jesus or even from the hand of the original author of Matthew. It's usually seen as a later addition, though it couldn't be that much later since there's no major manuscript discrepancies around this passage. And what that means is that this allegorical explanation, the second half of our passage today, is an ancient way of viewing our parable. And this is important because it sheds light on what Matthew is doing with this parable. Chapters 11 and 12 of the Gospel of Matthew are filled with these moments where the ministry of Jesus and the disciples is challenged, and it comes under fire. And by the end of today's chapter, chapter 13, we'll find Jesus rejected in his own hometown of Nazareth. Placing this parable here is meant to give a reason for this failure, and for Matthew's ancient community is meant to give hope to them and their own struggles. See, Matthew's gospel is usually traced to a Jewish Christian congregation in the mid to late 80s. That's the 080s, not the 1980s. It's a community that's been rejected by their parent tradition of Judaism and is being rejected by the larger world around them as Rome persecutes and attacks Christianity. Matthew's congregation has faced a lot of hard soil. This parable, placed after all of these difficulties in chapters 11 and 12, that are filled with challenges by the Pharisees, accusations of demonic origin, and being placed just before Jesus' rejection in his own hometown, is meant to tell Matthew's original hearers that sometimes the soil is hard. Sometimes the seed doesn't take. Sometimes you try to preach the gospel message of hope and love and joy and justice, and it just doesn't get through. And that's okay. That's biblical. That's part of life. This is true for us too, isn't it? We live in a world right now that seems full of this hard soil. People who are just not ready for the seeds of justice, mercy, and love to take root in their lives, or who live in places or situations that are too dark and painful for that seed to take root. I think the most glaring example of this is on social media. It's hard to find any good soil on Facebook or Twitter. These platforms are filled with negativity and hate and anger and just generally a lot of hard soil. We also see this hard soil in politicians who speak hateful and divisive rhetoric that can paint entire groups of people as bad or wrong simply because of who they are or what they might believe. And we see this hard soil in our own denomination as United Methodists continue to fight and grapple over the inclusion of our LGBTQ siblings. Yeah, we live in times of hard soil, times where the gospel seed of love and compassion seems to fall on hard soil much more often than on good soil. And so we might look to this scripture for some hope, or at least some solace, in the knowledge that hard soil just exists and is part of the world. We see in this parable that sometimes a seed just doesn't take. It gets plucked up by birds or choked by thorns or simply burns away in the sun, and frankly, that's life. And knowing this can allow us maybe to take some of the pressure off of ourselves when seeds that are faithfully planted don't take root. But this whole week, I've grappled with this outlook on this parable. I've asked myself, can I really find hope here? Is this really the whole story, that sometimes hard soil exists and that's life, so just move on? Is that really what I'm willing to commit to as the bottom line of this parable? Plenty of biblical commentaries that I've looked at over the past week did just that. Be true to the original intent. This parable was written to say exactly that to its earliest readers, so let's read it that way now. And I think plenty of people ask us to do that. When someone won't listen or can't understand, just give up. When times are tough and people are divided, let's just let that division blow over. Let's not get involved. It always blows over. That is, until the next time it flares up. But let's just let this one go, huh? Save us all the trouble. I've seen that attitude play out before, however. A very dear friend of mine had a falling out with a member of their family years ago, and for several years, their relationship was broken and uncomfortable. My friend tried to reach out to sow a seed of love, but the seed fell on hard soil. My friend came to accept that maybe that family member would never come around. Maybe the soil there would always be hard. Instead of inspiring hope or being any sort of solace, this acceptance, this thought process only led my friend into more sadness and grief for the loss of that relationship. There isn't often hope in this acceptance, solace maybe, but mostly it seems to come with only further grief. So is that really what this parable is asking of us? As I read it again and again this week, one line at the very beginning caught my eye. In fact, it's the first line of the whole parable. A sower went out to sow. A sower went out to sow. This sower began scattering seed, seemingly without caring really where it lands. We might presume that they're walking on a field where the amount of good soil outweighs the amount of bad, but modern farming practices would tell the sower to be much more careful where they place these seeds. It's important to plant seeds in soil where they will grow, to make sure you get a good return on investment. It's not just good farming science, it makes good business sense. I mean, how much research does a business do on an area before expanding into it, making sure there's enough demand in that area for the business to thrive? But our sower in this parable doesn't do that. They just seem to toss seed around and sow it wherever they are. They don't sow just when they stand on good soil, but also when their feet scrape against hard soil or when thorns prick at their legs. You see what's happening? The sower has accepted yes, that the hard soil exists, that the thorns exist, that the sun beats down and the birds get hungry, but that hasn't stopped them from sowing in those places also. That hasn't stopped them from working to spread seed there as well. What this parable tells us in this first line is something about who God is and what the kingdom of God is to be. God is the good sower, the one who is willing to sow on bad soil just as much as on good soil in the kingdom. The kingdom is the bountiful harvest that comes when we take part in God's work, when we become sowers ourselves, willing to sow in hard soil just as God, our illuminator, is. This week, I came across a TED Talk from 2016 given by Victoria Pratt, a criminal court judge in New Jersey. She spoke about an idea called procedural justice, which she implemented in her courtroom there in Newark. In her talk, she tells the story of a 60-something-year-old man who came into her courtroom. His head hung low, his body showing signs of drug withdrawal. "How long have you been addicted?" she asked him. 30 years. "Do you have any kids?" "Yes, I have a 32-year-old son." She said, "Oh, so you haven't had the chance to be a father to him because of your addiction." And this man wept in response to that. And here in this moment, Judge Pratt had a choice. She could punish him for drug offenses, put him behind bars, or fine him some amount. She could essentially say, "This soil is too hard. The seed hasn't taken so far. Oh well." And shrug and walk away from it. But instead, she said, "How about this? I'm going to let you go home today. And in 2 weeks, I want to see you back here in this courtroom, and we're going to get you some help for your addiction." 2 weeks went by, and lo and behold, surprisingly, the man returned to the courtroom. And when he approached the bench, he said, "Judge, I came back to court today because you showed me more love than I had for myself." When she decided to sow a seed of love in some really hard soil, it bore fruit. The good sower is willing to sow seeds in hard soil because even the hardest soil can bear fruit. Even the darkest place can be illuminated. Even the hardest heart can become soft. When God sows the gospel seeds of love and redemption and justice and grace, may we take part in the work of that sowing, even in the hard soil, like Judge Pratt did. And may we take part because we know that we can trust that Christ's harvest will be a bountiful one indeed. Amen.